In this episode, we are going to talk about how much you need to spend on your gear to get started in podcasting. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Welcome back to another episode of Podcasting Tips and Tricks. It is fantastic to be in your ears again today. If you are new to the show, I'm your host, Lyndall Harris, and the founder of Podcast VA, where we make the podcasting journey easier by offering a variety of support services. And if you're a regular listener, then welcome back and thank you so much for tuning in again and for your support. Now, have you bought your ticket to Australia's newest podcasting conference yet? The Australian Podcasters Collaborative live event is happening on Friday the 4th of September at the Novotel Darling Harbour. We have a fabulous lineup of speakers that are covering all sorts of topics that will help you grow and leverage your show. And if you haven't started your podcast yet, we would also love to see you there because you will be able to start your journey with all this information in mind. If you want to find out some more information, head over to my website, podcastva.com, and click on conference in the navigation bar. And on to today's topic, which is all about how much money you need to spend on your podcasting gear to produce a quality podcast. Now, you might find this information really helpful if you haven't launched your show yet and you're getting yourself all set up, but you might also find it helpful if you are ready to look at the equipment that you're using and perhaps upgrade and take it to the next level. Now, if you have done a Google search on what is the best microphone for podcasting, I am sure you are as bamboozled as the next person. And there is so much information out there with guides on how to start and guides with what sort of equipment that you need to purchase. And I think it's really important to take a step back and really look at what is your budget. You can go and spend $1,000 on gear before you even know what you're going to podcast about if you are following some of the information that is out there. And personally, I don't feel that that is a very good tactic at all. I think you should be thinking about the longevity of your podcast. Are you sure this is something that you really want to do? Are you sure that if it's a business podcast that it is going to be a wise investment for your marketing activities? I think it is a great marketing tool, but obviously it's not for everybody. And I think it's really important to really sort of think through whether you want to go and spend a lot of money to start with or start on a basic budget that will give you really, really good audio quality and then upgrade down the track if you want to improve your audio quality and you know that podcasting, you are in it for the long game. And then sit down and work out what your budget is. So yes, you can start a podcast on a shoestring budget. In fact, you can start a podcast without spending a cent on equipment. Not my recommendation, but I will say there are a lot of people that start their journey with their headset plugged into their phone that has the microphone on the earpiece. And that will produce a decent quality sound. Just be mindful if that is the way that you're doing it, that the mic isn't rubbing on your clothes or any collar or anything like that, or a necklace or any jewelry. And you can get good quality audio doing that. My recommendation would always be if you've got a little bit of a budget, then spend it on a good USB microphone. And again, it's the type of thing where the budget really will help you decide what you want to buy. And you can get a really good starting microphone from about $80 or $90 on Amazon or any of the other places you buy your podcasting gear. And the starting point one I would recommend is the Audio Technica ATR2100. There are a couple of Audio Technica ones. I personally like the 2100 the best, and I think that it gives you a really good quality sound. Now, the beauty of the USB mics, any of them, is you just plug them into your computer and you're literally ready to hit record and start making some fantastic podcasts. The next one up, if you've got a fair budget, is one of the Rode mics that I would suggest. So there's a couple of USB ones that are really good. One is the Rode NT USB and another is the Rode Podcaster. Now, the Rode NT comes with a little pop filter on its own, or a little pop shield, and also a little stand that it comes on. So that can be a really good purchase where it all comes in as one piece of equipment. If you buy the Audio-Technica, I think they still come with a little stand, but you will need to get a pop filter or a pop sock that goes with that. And that won't cost you too much money, but it helps with the plosives. The Rode Podcaster, even though it is a great USB microphone, you do need to consider a couple of extra pieces of equipment if you're going to buy that particular one. And you'll be looking at either a stand or a boom arm. And you'll also need to get the shock mount as well as a pop sock or the pop filter that sits in front of it. So it will cost you a little bit more, but Rode microphones do produce a fabulous quality sound. So if you are looking to buy a microphone and you are on a smaller budget, then have a look at one of those three options. And if you aren't sure still, head into one of the stores like Store DJ or get in contact with them online or DJ City and have a chat to them about what you're looking for, the type of space that you'll be recording in, and see what they recommend as well. Now, if you have got a much bigger budget, then you can start looking at some of the mixers and say the Zoom Handy recorders or the Rodecaster Pro, which is a podcast console, and the XLR microphones and what have you. So, look, there are so many different amazing microphones out there and different mixers and what have you. The two that I know are very popular are the Zoom Handy recorders, and they come in all the different iterations. I think they're up to the number 6 now. And again, it's really thinking about what do you need it for? Do you need something that's really portable? Then you might look at the Zoom Handy recorder, or you might also look at the Rodecaster Pro, which is, I think, about $800, and you can pop all sorts of different pieces, bits and pieces in there. That is a really newish piece of kit, and I've heard lots of amazing feedback on that one. So right off the bat, if you're looking for the best option that you could possibly have, then you might look at that Rodecaster Pro and see if that will suit your needs. So just recapping, if you've got a smaller budget, I still think it would be worthwhile investing in a USB microphone and also some of the peripheral pieces like your pop filter, or the pop sock. You can get the sock that fits over the end of the microphone. And the other thing that I think you probably might need to look at is either a stand for your desk or a boom arm so that you can move that microphone in and out and have it. Otherwise, if you're holding it, you can actually find that the recording might be a bit warped because you might be moving around and the microphone is capturing it in a different way. There are some microphones that I haven't mentioned on here that are quite popular in the podcasting world, and I'm talking probably more particularly about the Blue Yeti. To be honest, it's probably not a microphone that I would recommend. It does pick up a lot of sound around the place, and it could pick up a pin dropping in the next room. So if you're really getting that best audio quality, not sure that the Blue Yeti is going to be the microphone for you. On saying that, it's not that it's a bad microphone, it's just that people often don't set it up and use it in the correct way. So if you do get that microphone, spend some time really looking at the setup and the settings and everything that's involved with the setup of it so that you get the best out of that particular microphone. It's about knowing your budget. It's about knowing that you should probably invest a little bit of money into a microphone at the very least. But you don't need to go out and spend thousands to start off, and really sort of breaking down that barrier of people thinking that they need to go and spend thousands of dollars to start podcasting, where you really don't need to start with that. And my suggestion would be probably don't start by spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars. With a couple of hundred dollars, you can get a really good microphone to start the journey, see that it's working for you, then invest and upgrade your equipment down the track. You can find the links to all of the bits of equipment that I have spoken about today in the show notes. If you head over to podcastva.com and click on podcast, you will see the show notes all listed there for today's episode as well as the other episodes. If you are a Facebook user, I would love to see you join the Australian Podcasters Collaborative Facebook group. lots of conversations going on in there. It's just a really nice place. It's a beautiful community where people can ask all sorts of questions, share their wins, share their episodes, and just get to know each other a little better in the Australian podcasting community. So head over to Facebook and search for the group Australian Podcasters Collaborative. And there's just a couple of questions for you to join, and then you'll be in and part of that growing community. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. We are almost at the end of season two. We'll have one more episode next week, and then I am going to have a little bit of a break before I come back with season three, where I have already started recording some amazing interviews with people. And I'll really come back to that format of solo and interview shows to help you get the best for your podcast. Remember, if you've got any topics you would like me to cover, feel free to reach out via social media, either Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or send me a message through my website. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.